Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Manson, Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'd like to talk with you about two recent reports from the UK, from England and Scotland, that shed light on several key questions about physical activity and health, including how much is best, how often, and what type. As you know, current physical activity guidelines recommend moderate intensity exercise for about 30 minutes most days of the week, or a total of 150 minutes per week, or vigorous exercise for half that amount of time, 75 minutes, and spread out over three or more sessions per week. This report from the UK, which was published in JAMA Internal Medicine, looked at a large cohort, more than 63,000 men and women all over age 40, and asked them about their moderate to vigorous physical activity. The participants were then classified into one of four groups: those who did no moderate or vigorous physical activity. It was the first group. Second group was those who met the guidelines in terms of 150 or 75 minutes per week and also had at least three sessions of physical activity per week. The third group met the guidelines of 150 or 75 minutes, but compressed the activity into just 1 to 2 sessions per week, commonly referred to as weekend warriors. And the fourth group did have some moderate to vigorous physical activity, but reported less than the target of 150 to 75 minutes per week. What the study found was surprising, that overall, all of the active groups compared to the group not having any moderate to vigorous activity had substantial reductions in cardiovascular and all-cause mortality. For all-cause mortality, it was close to a 30% reduction for the weekend warriors and those getting less than the recommended amount compared to those getting no moderate to vigorous exercise. And for those meeting the guidelines and having at least three sessions per week, it was a 35% reduction in all-cause mortality. So not too much difference. And for cardiovascular mortality, there was about a 40% reduction in all three active groups compared to those who were not physically, did not have moderate to vigorous activity. Now, in a second report from the UK cohort that was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, they asked about the specific types of sports and moderate to vigorous activities. And what they found was very interesting, that really a wide range, several types of sports, leisure time activities were associated with substantial reductions in all-cause and cardiovascular mortality, including swimming, racket sports, and aerobics. And for cardiovascular mortality, similar reductions with these types of activities. So the bottom line, I think, is very good clinical public health message, that some moderate to vigorous physical activity is substantially better than none, and that more is at least slightly better than some. But if for those patients who are unable to meet the target number of minutes per week, or due to a very busy schedule have to compress it into just the weekend or one or two sessions per week, we should encourage them to stick with it and just be as active as they're able to be, and that we can't expect that health benefits will come from any activity will be better than none. We need more research on physical activity and health, including randomized clinical trials of different types of activity to further refine the activity guidelines. Thank you so much for your attention. This is Joanne Manson.